One poem only, like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. Here we go. This is One Poem After, where I'll be reading poems written after those featured on the podcast during National Poetry Month. Today's after poem is by D.L. Powers. Free the Good Fire Within, after Joe Guzman. With hand on your heart, you feel it beating and burning. Each pulse branding calloused, thick walls of ache within. Yet there's something else there. Your little self says it's time to roar. In the town square on top of a podium where it echoes off every wall you ever built around your heart. To stretch your legs like they've never been stretched before. On stilts so high your head radiates far above the clouds. To see with intense clarity amongst the gods of light. You've stayed stuck, crouched behind your beating heart for too many years. Stiffness from silence seeped into your muscles and lives frozen in the mold of safety and fear. So quiet for so long, nobody even knew you were there or that you had gone. Not even you knew you pulled and cowered behind, limiting your heart's song. You covered yourself up like a mistake. With a smile and nervous laugh, you protected your little nervous self like a butterfly under glass. Beautiful, but unable to truly take flight. Even if your bones crack and break as you begin to move, you must no longer wait. The little one needs to spit dragon fire. Roar as the king of the jungle. Stretch legs like a giraffe. And with wings of a butterfly, truly fly free at last. Imagine the good blaze we'd leave here if we all could do just that. By D.L. Powers. You can find more from her on Instagram at Flower Press Publications. And now for the poem this was written after.
Still Asleep by me, Joe Guzman. The flavor of fuck you smacked across my lips when I woke. Not so much in anger, more like calm clarity. I touched my heart with my right hand, the one that used to pledge allegiance to many things. I believed the stories for so long, the ones about love and heroes and good. Until I realized the truth often died with those mortally silenced because the Empire said so. My hand and my heart set about their work. Counterclockwise circles, unraveling layers of grief and shame and anger. No wonder there was so much pressure. And then I felt the flicker, that little flame, the one that never extinguished no matter what, no matter what form of fear held me by the throat until I almost stopped caring about my own breath. Almost. Almost. Little did I know that the dragon was only sleeping. Deep in my heart, the nearly obscene pressure, a message from my body, wake up. There is no hiding, no more, none. It's fire season, you know. Aries, rising, rising, rising. Burn it down. Fire purifies. My heart on my hand stopped as I realized the gift. Rest. Do it now, for the battle is coming. And God needs her best soldiers ready.
You can find Joe on Instagram at MJVCoast and Substack at A Cup of Joe Guzman. She has written two books, Craving and 28. I have linked them in the description. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. The curtain rises tomorrow. Subscribe so you don't miss it.